thank you all for coming to the Medina Township Trustees Special Meeting, January 24th. The time is 4:15. January 24th, 2023. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Here.
Mr. Johnson?
Here.
Mr. Christopher?
Here.
First on the agenda is OTA arrangements discussion.
I put that on there because there's been changes, and I just wanted to verify who's going down and that type of thing. It says hotel rooms that we should be canceling, whatever. Yeah. Okay. And so I just thought it would be good to have a quick discussion about it while we can.
Okay. So,
Something's
not there.
Yeah. It's spinning.
We appear to have some more continued technical stuff in case everybody can hear us but not see us.
Okay. We should take recorders and back it up.
Probably need.
Yep. Save the money on this stuff. And they were just out here. They were just out here yesterday working on it.
Yeah, I think so.
Because those aren't going.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Now they're going.
It looks delayed.
Yeah.
But just keep an eye on that because as they're talking, see if it's moving. And if it's moving, then it's recording. And then you also have the audio.
So you want me to just talk so you know whether it's working or not?
It is now.
And I can pull the audio off that if I have to.
So it's recording.
Okay.
Good enough.
Thank you, Nick Dominguez. So we're all back for the moment. And I would recommend if it goes on blink again, the audio is on separate, right? So that'll work no matter what.
Yes.
All right. First members, OTA arrangements. Trustee Christopher, you were concerned or just wanted to find out if we knew of any cancellations or whatever.
No, I just, like I said, I just want to try to be clear who's going down in the township and if anything has to be done as far as...
I don't know of any changes except for Chrissy. You're staying with your son, right?
I'm staying here, yes.
Okay, so that's the only cancellation I know of at this point. Everyone else should have reservations.
And did you cancel your... Okay, you can't. Okay, so we don't have to worry about that expense. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
With that out of the way, we will call for an executive session. It is 4:20 p.m. And we want the three trustees, Mike McNamara from the Medina County Prosecutors, to join us.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
You want to put the reason?
Oh, the reason is... Employee discipline. Thank you. It was well prepared and I... Okay, roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
We are returning from executive session for disciplinary actions. It's 5:08 p.m.
No decision was made.
No decisions were made. We have to open back up into session, or are we there?
We're right.
Okay. So, the purpose of that executive session was to discuss discipline regarding Mr. Dominguez. And we have followed handbook where there's a number of things that we have considered. And I want to read through a document prepared that this disciplinary notification is to inform you of disciplinary action for the following misconduct. On January 3rd of 2023, you refused to do your job by not calling the roll at the organizational meeting when asked multiple times to do so. Number two, you called the trustees assholes in the meeting. This outburst occurred in front of residents who were attending the meeting, as well as employees. Number three, without permission or notice, you left work after the above outburst. Number four, in a letter dated January 8th, which you deemed a letter of understanding, you made several untrue and alarming accusations, which include A, you alleged that you are being set up to fail in an overt attempt to make you quit. B, you alleged that changes in your schedule were done to prevent you from taking care of personal business, and that act of changing your working hours is a, quote, is a vile and abhorrent act beyond forgiveness and unworthy of any decent human, end quote. C, you allege that there is a scheme to document errors in your work, which is part of a, quote, scapegoating scheme, end quote, against you. D, you made several disparaging accusations against one or more trustees by, one, accusing him or them of being untrustworthy, two, stating that you would not receive a sincere response to your accusations and instead receive a sarcastic, quote, have a good day, end quote, a useless, quote, best regards, end quote, or crickets, end quote. Three, accusing him or them of having an elitist attitude. Four, disparage the nature of trustees after observing how they wield power. Five, and more, your letter is attached to the disciplinary notice as an exhibit. This misconduct is a violation of Section 4.1 of the Medina Township Employee Handbook that concerns standards of conduct contrary to the requirements of that section. You did not exhibit good behavior, did not display courteous and respectful treatment of the public or other employees. Some thoughts.
Well, I took over administration in January, and Mr. Dominguez, everything that was just read, it started to take place at the January 3rd meeting, and he has made it a certainly unfriendly atmosphere to work in. Before I was in the administration, I still do. I come in and say hello to everybody. He doesn't say hello. He doesn't adhere to his scheduled work times. I've very pointedly asked him to work at a certain time, come in at a certain time, leave at a certain time. And he has come in, whatever, 2.5 hours early, left 2.5 hours early, come in hours late, and left. So he just totally disregards the requests that are made of him. And this is not healthy. It's not healthy for the team. It's not healthy for the township.
The points read in the section 4.1 of the handbook are all factual. It's all clear. By no means pleasant to work through, but very real. And these are observations and records that we have to address.
I'm going to have to side with Bruce just with the fact that, you know, it's uncomfortable to come in. You know, always courteous. I'm always kind. I, you know,
you do greetings and people ignore you, don't even look at you. You try to get things done and things aren't done the way they're supposed to be done, or you start feeling like, you know, it's almost like it's common sense, and then why wasn't it done? And yeah, it's getting, like I said, when the trustee feels awkward to come into his own town hall because of, a relationship where an employee's not listening, or being detrimental to the township, it's a tough situation. And I've tried to do it, as letting it go. I've done it where I've tried to be involved. We've put it in paper, we've put it in emails, and it's to me, it just hasn't seemed like there's been any work on trying to improve the relationship. And the culmination of the January 3rd meeting, to me, those are pretty evident in front of the residents, in front of other employees. It's not something that you do, you especially don't do it to your bosses, and you don't do it in a public meeting. So.
Well, we need to wrap this up, and we need to
agree
what we need to do. What are we going to do? There's a summary straight statement where we simply have considered the severity of the offenses in the history of the employee of Medina Township and the past disciplinary record, and based on the information outlined above, we need to make a call.
I make a motion that we terminate Mr. Nick Dominguez effective today.
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Well, it's not something that we really want to do. We want to work as a team.
I'm just saying. We just want to be fair.
We have to be, the township has to be a team. Everybody's got to be on the same team.
Yeah.
So, I haven't felt that. So.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye. All right. This document will be presented to Mr. Dominguez tonight so that it does not linger. And I'll have to sign this like other documents. Because this vote was taken at tonight's meeting, this would become effective immediately. And again, he will be notified tonight in person. Other township business. I got one thing.
Sure. Our favorite thing.
Yes. I need to rescind purchase order requisition dated 1/23 of 2023. It was for the vendor was, or the department was admin, roads and bridge, police, fire. Vendor information was Otarma. It was for property insurance and liability insurance for those four departments, totaling $77,985. It was for anniversary contribution 2023 to 2024.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
With that purchase order rescinded, I'd like to make a motion to approve purchase order requisition dated 1/24/2023 for the admin, roads and bridge, police and fire departments. The vendor is Otarma. It likewise is for the property insurance and liability insurance for those four departments. Total dollar amount is $77,985. The dates listed on all blanks available, 1/24/2023, and this is an anniversary contribution for 2023 and 2024.
A second. Can I do a discussion?
You want to discuss this again? Yes.
Go ahead. I don't want to discuss it. I just want to make a point for the residents who are sitting here. Is there any difference between this PO and the one from yesterday?
There was one date.
The date of the meeting.
The date of the meeting.
Which, again,
could have been omitted.
But it's on the thing. I understand, but what I'm getting at is we stated the date at the beginning of the meeting, so we all knew what it was. It could have been just simply put on there and initialed and then done, instead of having to go through this.
This was the third time.
So, but just clarifying that. Do a roll call.
A roll call, please.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
We'll verify all the blocks and blanks are filled, please.
I've got a couple of things here. Do you have anything else, Trustee Eastwood?
As far as I can tell, everything is filled out to the T.
Would you please take a look at that and give that to Chris? This one's better. There we go.
Chrissy feels more free looking at you. Okay.
Okay, we got the dates.
I filled it out. I filled it out.
Chrissy filled it out.
24. I think it would be appropriate for, I can do it, but email fiscal officer Ventura to have the credit card that Nick has canceled immediately. I don't want that sitting out there for any reason. We'll hand him this. We'll also pick up the keys, hopefully. He will have to return any and all township properties, hardware, software, any documents that he's taken home whenever.
How about we make a motion for that, just to cover ourselves?
Okay, I can make a motion for that. Okay. I'll make two separate ones. I make a motion that the Nick Dominguez township credit card, be canceled effective today.
Second.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
I make a motion that we pick up the keys from Mr. Dominguez today for the township, town hall, and any other keys for township property. We will also request Mr. Dominguez to return any and all township property to the township, or schedule a time when we can come and pick it up.
Second.
Discussion? I would just say, declare, township property, the keys, documents, anything else like that. So,
Is this where we would include all username, password, or is that on a separate motion?
I would say that's township property.
Township property.
That's going to be township property.
So as part of property, that would include usernames, passwords, and appropriate codes.
Anything that we would need to
access.
Function as a township.
We're good. Second.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
The last thing I have is it's come to my attention that the cameras in the township, at least for town hall, not the police station, but I'm not sure about road and bridges, that there's a generic password link something floating out there. And when I asked the security company who has it, they said, we don't know, which is very concerning to me. So I've spent time talking to the security company, and I had sent them an email saying that I wanted remote access changed, and so I will make a motion for that. And I would like the remote access to be limited to Denny at the garage at Road and Bridges, but only for live feed, and remote access and history for Officer Euler. There's no need, and we can modify this, but I'll take a second on that, and then we can discuss.
Second.
Okay. Discussion?
I would like to have more time to talk to Denny, and I feel like we can go down this path, and I want to get a better handle on things. But I don't want to make a motion and approve a motion without walking through a few more things now that this has been brought up. There's a number of things with the cameras that we do need to address. I think I'd like to do it, and I'd like to have more time on my end to get prepared for that.
Well, I agree with both of you, but I do feel like right now that we do need to just have it reset, the password reset, and that way, you know, then you can still have access or whatnot, but right now they just need to.
We can always change it. We can always add people. I mean, some people felt that all three of us should have access. So that I don't want access to it. But and when I say some people, I'm talking about the prosecutor's office. If it's got these two people now, and we decide to add somebody, we can add them. We can make another motion.
We can add some
next week or whatever. I'm not saying that this is the end. But it to me, it's scary to think that we don't know who has access to this, and to me, that's very concerning.
Now, if we were to continue moving down this path, if once something actually is a recording, be it visual or audio, it becomes a public record or something we write down.
Right.
So, you know, I'm just saying that if you limit access to these two people and somebody comes and wants a requests a record of it, is Chrissy, are you able to retrieve that kind of information? Or is that something you need to be trained on?
She would not have access.
Or would that end up that? So she would not be the person to go to for that, but we could still provide that.
It would be strictly Officer Euler for right now. And that can be changed. We'll talk about it a couple of days. We can change it next week.
You can't have it like, oh, I want all the video footage for last week. You know,
there's a way to do the request,
right,
and there's a timely way to turn it around. I just want to make sure we have the pieces in place to be able to do that.
Right. I talked to Denny about it a week ago or whenever, and I know Denny said he uses it so he can look, you know, he lives in Lake Sharon or something. And he can look over here and say, well, hey, it's snowing. we have to get out and start plowing.
And that's exactly what it's used for. Okay. I mean, that's great. Okay. I have no problem with that, you know. And again, my thing is we've had lots of people that we don't know anymore who have access to these things. It's never been under lock and key.
And there's no reason.
And so I realize that we have people from years ago still having access and stuff like that. That's just, just have to, just reset the passwords, give it to the people right now that need them, and we'll go from there.
Right.
And if somebody else feels that they need them, then they can, we can address that as we go. Just right now, it just needs to be reset.
Because I will, that way I can send something over to I2C, tonight and say tomorrow morning.
Are they the only people that deal with cameras, I2C, as opposed to our other tech company?
Yeah, I2C is in charge of the phone calls.
Okay, right. So you have a single contact there.
Right.
Do you have a motion right now?
Yeah.
Would you reread what we think we said?
You want me to restate it in shorter? Okay. I rescind the previous motion regarding the cameras. And I would like to make a motion that regarding the cameras, the only people that will have access to live feed will be Denny and Officer Euler. Officer Euler will be the only person to have access to history from the feed.
Put into this second. Discussion.
No, yeah, because that's what it's not.
Yeah, so my discussion is I would like still to have Elaine and Chrissy here have live feed, on their screens here.
Oh.
So you have that again, the live feed.
Oh, did I say remote?
You just said
remote. No, you just, let me redo it because I want remote.
Well, that's the important. Take a minute and write it down. We'll get it right this time.
I had remote for the first time.
Yeah, right.
Are we still in discussion mode?
Yeah, we're in discussion.
Discussion.
So. You don't even have to rescind it. You just have to reword it or clarify it.
Right. No, I just want to.
So, is there a reason why we don't want Denny to have access to look at history on?
I have no problem with Denny.
When I talked to Denny about it, Denny said, well, somebody damages the ball field or paints the building or something. If they do that, it becomes a law enforcement matter. Danny's not going to go arrest him. The chief's going to—he's going to call the chief, and so the chief is going to say, "Hey, we're going to send somebody down there. They're going to go through it." So I don't see—it's not like I don't trust Danny, but I don't see any reason for people to have historical feeds. You know, I know the police have to because if they have to go back in and do something, look something up. But live feed. You know, what Danny said makes sense as far as him being able to say, hey, it's snowing, we better get the trucks out and start plowing and salting. But
and you've talked to other public entities, and what are their policies? I said, you've talked to other public entities, what are their policies?
So,
have you talked to other public entities?
Oh yeah. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I thought you said something. Montville, my understanding is Montville, the only people that have access to it are the chief of police and I think the lieutenant. So it's very limited there. And I think that it makes sense that the police have access to it, if something were to happen. Live feed, I think it makes, I can make an argument for Danny to have a live feed. Saw me in the prosecutor's office, I started to say it to them, and they said, there is absolutely no reason he needs a live feed. And I go, wait a second. And so, I fought back against what somebody in the prosecutor's office felt. And I said, I can make an argument for him having a live feed.
Before we move on that, have you, by chance, Chief, have you been able to talk to Officer Euler?
Yes.
Is this something he would be good with?
He had no problem with it. And
okay, that was important to me to hear.
Yeah, and I agree that if there is anything that anybody has to go through, back through the cameras, okay, and look at any history and stuff like that, I think it would behoove us to have Officer Euler do it, since he is the detective down there, and he's going to be the one conducting the investigation.
And he would be able to produce that if need be?
If need be, yes, sir.
Okay. So we're not limiting anything.
I would like that to be at approval. You know, if somebody requests it, I'd like that to come from the Board of Trustees.
Okay. And I've
addressed to me, and then I'll forward it to Michael.
I emailed Officer Euler and talked to him twice about it, and he's ready to, as soon as he gets whatever link or whatever it is, he's ready to, you know, step in and do something and handle it.
I think if we keep it documented who requests, I don't know if we can, if you wait every other week to have the conversation, if we have a public meeting. Did I hear that right, that you wanted it approved by the trustees before you released it?
Well, I know. I want approval that, you know, if it's a public records request, I want approval from the board saying, hey, yes. And you could email it, okay, saying, yes, it's okay to release.
And can that be literally from one trustee rather than a whole board?
Because
of the public meeting perception.
Yes.
So as long as you have the approval of a trustee.
Right. And he'll redact anything that's, you know, that he has to.
Okay. And this is the first time we've done this, so we may tweak it, but at least that way there's a channel on how it gets absolved.
I will take any advice from the police department, too, if they see something, you know, that we can improve upon, just let us know.
Right.
And in doing this, does that eliminate the remote access that's out there, or... By resetting the codes, I'm just wanting to get it all on.
You
know, when it comes to that part, I am not sure, and that would be something that I think Trustee Christopher can find out.
The question was, in the process of what we're doing and what we're approving, by resetting the codes, will that eliminate the remote access and the unknown remote access currently out there and allow all the access to go through one channel, being Officer Euler?
They had, IC2 had indicated to me that they had taken down, I believe they called it general access, which is scary to me, and then they put it back up, and I talked to them this morning. I said, okay, then I'll be back to you on that. And
is this just for Town Hall, Trustee Christopher?
Pardon?
Is this just for Town Hall?
Well, it's Town Hall, and I'm not sure if it would be, but certainly the Town Hall.
Right,
it's not the police station.
Okay.
It's not the police station.
I was going to say, because my officer needs access.
Yours handles that.
Because if there's somebody that walks into our lobby, and we're out on a call, and we can remote in there to see who's in there in our lobby, so we have to have
this is, we're talking about strictly for the Town Hall.
Okay.
You know, I'm not sure if it incorporates Denny's building or not, but there's just no reason that people have that this general access is floating around out there, and they had no idea who had it.
That's the first time I ever heard of that.
Pardon?
That's the first time I ever heard that.
So
that's kind of scary, thinking that anybody has general access to this.
Are you comfortable with the motion on the table?
Yes, sir.
I guess. Sure. I mean, if you're going to add something, you better add it again.
Are you in the process of writing it?
After we sent the last one, right? Or did we already do that? We're just in a discussion right now, right?
Just clarify.
Right.
I have to make a new motion.
You can put in any information, and I'll put it in the minutes as, like, unstated.
You don't want me to make a new motion.
You don't have to. You can add it. You're still in it. I haven't called a roll, I believe.
No, I don't want to be writing something. I'll make it much more condensed. That way, I'll make the motion, and this time I'll remember to say remote. Okay, so...
If you feel better about it.
Yeah. Well, it'll be easier for you to type up. I make a motion to rescind my last motion on regarding the access to the cameras.
Do we get a second?
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye. I don't want to forget him. I make a motion to restrict remote access to the township town hall cameras to Denny Miller and Officer Euler, with Denny Miller having live feed and Officer Euler having both live feed and historical feed.
Second.
Can you throw in your public records request to dissemination?
Is it moving? He wants you to add public records request?
I don't think it needs to be in there.
To and add for public information request.
To be directed to?
To the PD.
To the PD.
To. For public information request to come to the trustee or trustee for approval.
Yeah, I would say public records request to go to the trustees and then forward it to the police department for dissemination.
I think that's, you got that?
Yeah, you got it. Okay.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
That would be interesting how that all comes out. Any other business for the board?
OTA's there tomorrow.
OTA's there tomorrow? First class around 1 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay. I would make a motion to adjourn today's meeting at 5:41 p.m.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Thank you for your attendance.